5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, news.
Good afternoon, my name's Sean Gordon and here's your headlines at 1 o'clock. There's been a drop in domestic violence in Scotland. A community bid to take over a former church in Portobello has been given the green light, and mystery in Morningside as residents wonder why their postbox has been painted blue. Domestic violence has dropped by 3% in the past year in Scotland. The Scottish Government has released a report highlighting the decrease. The figures come from Police Scotland, who have registered 1,700 less cases on domestic violence compared to the previous year. According to the statistics, 80% of the victims are women, most of the abuse happens at home, and in half the cases, the victim, accused or both were already known to the police for previous incidents. Although the figure shows a positive development, Brenna Jesse from Scottish Women's Aid wants to analyse them cautiously.
Because we know they're not entirely accurate in capturing experiences, because experiences are about so much more than incidents.
Earlier this month, the government announced an extra investment to expand advice and support services for victims of gender-based violence.
Whilst these statistics are interesting and certainly useful, what we're really excited about is the prospect of a new domestic abuse law being passed that actually allows us to capture what for many years women have been telling us.
Over the past 3 years, a plan has been implemented to ensure court waiting times for domestic abuse cases are prioritised. There'll be a magical trail of light through Botanic Gardens Light Show this week, where it will attract 26,000 visitors. Anna Rasheen Ullman-Smith has more.
Edinburgh Royal Botanic Garden have hosted a beautiful light show since the 13th of October. But if you've yet to visit, now is the time, as the show is set to end next week on the 6th of November. Tickets for the show are selling out quickly, even in its final week, and cost between £7 and £15. The light show has featured projections bringing the gardens to life and gaining rave reviews from all who visited. Our correspondent Eva Coates reports.
My name is Grant Anderson and I'm lighting designer of Botanic Lights 2016 Explore.
And is this your first time designing the show?
No, I've designed Botanic Lights last year, 2015, we did Seasons in Colour. So this is my second time back and it's a privilege to be asked back to design Explore.
What do people expect coming to?
When people come to Botanic Lights 2016 Explore, they can expect a message that comes from the heart of the botanics. Their mission statement is to explore, conserve and explain the world of plants for a better future. So hopefully we tell our audiences a story about the work of old, leading right up to the work that they're currently doing around the world, sometimes quite abstractly or sometimes in true storytelling format.
And how do you feel it's gone for you?
Botanics 2016 has gone really well. The audience responses has been great and lots of nights are really starting to sell out. The best part about it for me is wandering along behind groups of families who kind of have no idea who you are and hearing the responses from everyone, from young children, from the awe as they look at a display that they don't quite understand how it works maybe, to parents just, or couples having a lovely night out.
And now to Victoria Sherbikova with today's national news.
Mobile phone network provider Vodafone has been charged £4.6 billion after investigation into breaching customers' rights. The communications regulator, Ofcom, concluded that Vodafone failed to credit 10,000 accounts using PayZigo system. Vodafone offers profound apologies, promising to fix the issue in the future.
It is apparently the most complained about mobile company. It's happened for over the last few years. People have complained and complained about all sorts of things, like trying to get out of contracts, not being allowed to, even though they were really should have been allowed to. Their mobile network not working over and over.
Super parenting has proved to help children with autism, a long-term study has shown. The trial with 152 families started shortly after the children were diagnosed at around the age of 3. In the half of the families given the usual therapies, 50% were severely autistic at the beginning, and that percentage has predictably increased to 63% after 6 years. Mel Scott's 5-year-old son, Sam, has autism. She's taken the course and says any information for mums and dads is useful.
It's the unspoken rules that other children pick up. that children with autism often don't. So this is where talking to him, showing him how to take turns, slowing things down for him, showing what other children are feeling, all these things we hope he can take into his interactions with other kids.
The approval of Heathrow Airport expansion is causing a stir in the government. The Conservatives say they won't be putting up a candidate in by-election triggered by Zach Goldsmith's resignation as MP. The Transport Secretary is expected to visit Newcastle later today to discuss the benefits of Heathrow expansion that will bring for the whole of the UK.
People hopefully will vote for me, give me the mandate that I need to continue this fight. I don't believe Heathrow will be delivered. I see this by-election as a referendum on Heathrow, and I think we will hopefully act as one.
Leith Athletic's sports shop is due to close this month, adding to the growing list of Scottish stores that have been forced to shut its doors in the past year. The store, which has been a Leith institution for over 35 years, has been another victim of the epidemic of store shutdowns in 2016. A total of 203 shops have closed in Scotland in the past 6 months, up from 140 last year. We grilled a couple of Leith folk on how they felt about the shutdown of an Edinburgh institution.
I'm not actually a local, and I used to live in the area and I used to use it all the time.
So do you think it's kind of an end of an era?
Yeah, it is, aye.
I just saw it on Facebook and a little story about the guy that ran it and the family, you know, but it's sad.
The trouble was that most of their stuff was dearer than you can buy elsewhere because it's such a small stock, they can't buy in big stock.
A redundant church building in Portobello is on course to become Scotland's first urban community buyout. A campaign to delay the church being placed on the market was launched over 2 years ago when the building closed but was rejected by the Church of Scotland. The Scottish Government accepted the application after the campaign collected 1,500 signatures. However, funds to purchase the building at market value still needed to be raised. The estimated amount is £600,000, which the charity are hoping that up to 80% of the funding could come from the Scottish Government's land fund. And now to Kieran Scott with the sports.
Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers faces an old friend as his team are up against Ross County in the Scottish Premiership tonight. The Parkhead boss worked alongside opposite number Jim McIntyre as a player when both men were at Reading. Celtic could go 7 points ahead in the league after Aberdeen were beaten 1-0 at Hamilton last night. Rodgers has mentioned that he's looking forward to the reunion.
I was a young coach there at the time. He'd been brought in and obviously was a very good technical player, very good in the air and very committed. So I would expect his teams to be likewise. But no, I haven't seen him for a long time. So I look forward to that.
Andy Murray starts his Vienna Open campaign on the centre court against Slovak Martin Kližan this afternoon. Meanwhile, fellow Briton Kyle Edmund quit with injury during his first round match with David Ferrar yesterday. For Murray, it's a chance to further close the gap on Novak Djokovic in the world rankings. He tells Sky Sports News, whatever happens, it's a fair fight.
It's not about one event. It's about, you know, a total season of 17, 18 tournaments, and whoever performs best over them will get there.
Former Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson says it's no surprise to see Hampden Park host games at Euro 2020. Glasgow's one of the 13 cities that will share matches at the tournament. Hampden most recently hosted the 2002 Champions League final and the 2007 UEFA Cup showpiece. Sir Alex says it's a special place.
Well, I think the tradition of having finals, I think it's the reason that they're getting the contribution to 2020, the home of some fantastic finals. You know, you can't even think of a bad final has been here. So I think it's the correct one because it's a great football home.
Thanks, Kieran. And finally, bewildered residents in Morningside are asking the question, why has their post box been painted blue? We sent Cameron Bark to find out a little more.
The people of Morningside were shocked when they woke up this morning to discover that one of their iconic red post boxes has been painted blue. The post box, located at Nile Grove, was painted blue by a mystery assailant for unknown reasons. Citizens of Morningside had a varied response to the change.
I'd say it's quite nice. I mean, they've obviously missed a bit round the edge, but personally I quite like the colour blue. It makes a wee change.
Well, I think it's one of the very old post boxes, so that would influence me to go for the classic red.
Yeah, I'd have preferred purple. The red is hard to beat, you know. But all in all, I would much prefer orange.
It is still unknown what the motivation behind this act of vandalism was, but speculation is running rampant. Some Twitter users believe that it could be related to Brexit, while one person has suggested that someone may have won a blue medal in the Olympics.
It's probably a crime, is it, to interfere with
post office property, but yeah, it's I think it's an artisty person maybe did it to make a statement.
I suppose it's maybe a stand against something, so maybe someone who's feeling a bit discontent with the way things are, and it's maybe just a bit of an up yours to the postal service.
I wondered if it was anything to do with Scottish nationalism or something. I mean, I'm expecting by tomorrow there'll be a salt tower or something on it, maybe, you know.
Whoever painted the postbox, the work won't be there for long. It's due to be repainted in its original red later today.
That's all from us for now, but you can keep up with the latest updates on our Facebook page, EN4 News, and on Twitter at EN4 News 2016.
This is Radio Napier.